Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, obviously James Comey, guilty James Comey, may never be convicted in a proper court, but in the court of public opinion, he is guilty. I vote that whenever we mention his name publicly, we proceeded with the moniker disgraced FBI director Jim Comey. Another texter writes, Biden should be in prison for treason. Yeah, across so many cases, honestly, I'd have to return to my notes to keep track. Texter writes, no one Trump promised to put in jail during his campaign has been put there. Why would we think Comey would go? That's not on Trump. We've had things literally really change even in the months since the campaign. I'm not defending them. I'm just being realistic about how hard this is going to be to put these people in prison. I mean, we now have, do not forget this, the DC court is gone. It's not in America. I mean, it's physically in America, but it's not American. It's not recognizable. Twice in the last month, including one time assault on an ICE officer recorded on video, grand jury refused to indict. I've never seen that in my life. Grand jury's indicted at a 90% rate. The threshold of evidence is very low. And they had a video. And they were very clear. The media covered it. You can look it up. They're Democrats. They're in D.C. They, you know, you assault an ICE officer, they like that. They think that's cool. And they're not indicting. They want more of it. So if you can't get an indictment, you can't try these people. And their crimes occur in D.C. So that's why they're moving to the Eastern District of Virginia. But all this is new. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, what happened yesterday in Texas, folks? We're finding out who the shooter is. And he is not a good shot or he would have killed more. This is a guy who just indiscriminately opened fire. He happened to hit the illegal immigrants, which is terrible. There should be no loss of life. Joshua John, who carried out the shooting on the ICE facility, wiped out his social media beforehand. Why? Because he didn't want to be associated with the left. That's why. Because he's a leftist. Joshua John's profile picture is got a hammer and sickle, the sign of communism. And he's carrying a Kalashnikov, grinning, and he's got a Russian cap on from the Soviet era. That's who he is. Underneath, it says, Glorious Exposition Comrade. And he's got multiple self-proclaimed connections to Antifa. Uses all kinds of Communist Party imagery. And again, the profile photo is of an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. That's who he is. We don't know how many of them are out there, folks. I mean, we may end up having one of these attacks on an ICE facility every day. Meanwhile, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, saying they're going to have to, like, military grade fortify these against attack. Think about that. On American soil, military grade fortify these against attack, which is the goal. Which is the goal? I'll let Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, Democrat, explain. So you got to get the troops in, got to get the armored vehicles in. Maybe we're going to have to go tanks. I don't know. To hold off these liberals, these lunatic Marxists who think they're fighting a Gestapo-like regime. It's what the Democrats want. they want Trump to have to protect these people military style. I'll let J.D. Pritzker explain where they're going with this. This is the new narrative.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. If they've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people, then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then they very well could do what they suggested they were going to do in 2020, which is take control of the ballot boxes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See? So you got to get the imagery so you can run on CNN, brainwash the sheeple, of all of the military coming in, and they're going to have to come in to protect these ICE agents, as I demonstrated in the first hour, because of the attacks on these facilities all over the country. And then number two, because Democrat cities are refusing to send police when the ICE agents call 911 because they're surrounded. Again, this has happened in the last week in Eugene, Oregon, in Portland, Oregon. It happened in Chicago, and it happened in L.A., where Karen Bass personally went to the dispatch center when the ICE building was surrounded. UK Daily Mail reported this and would not allow them to dispatch the police to save the ICE agents, even though they were overwhelmed. So that's how they ring the dinner bell. That's how they communicate to these Antifa guys, hey, come on in, do this. You're going to be cool. We got you. This guy picked Dallas, not really that way there. But it is in these liberal cities. What's going to happen? They don't send the police to put the ICE agents in mortal risk, forcing Donald Trump's hand. He's going to have to come in with more federal police. He's going to have to get heavy-handed. Folks, did you see what happened in Eugene, Oregon? Do you realize this? I was on the air in the 8 o'clock hour talking about Eugene. Because what had happened, this was two nights ago. Yeah, not last night, the night before. Eugene, Oregon, ICE facility. The violent black bloc thugs show up. They surround the building. They block the doors. There's more of them than there are ICE agents. ICE agents call 911, but it's a liberal city, so the police don't come. Think about that. So this is the Democrats. This is coordinated because it's going on multiple cities. The police don't come. Why? They want to force Trump to send in federal troops. So what ultimately happened in Eugene is when the police did not come, to stop the violent black blocs, Trump had to send in federal police and federal SWAT teams to liberate the ICE agents trapped inside, and presumably some illegals too. And the liberal media rolls camera. See, look at Trump. Look at him. Look at these guys dressed in black. Look at he's using SWAT teams on these poor liberal protesters. See how it goes? And then that imagery is then used to feed the next round of violence by liberal lunatics. That and this.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE? Unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
And Gavin Newsom.
It is the largest private domestic army of its type, police force anywhere in the world. He'll have 30,000 people that increasingly appear to be swearing an oath of office to him, not the Constitution. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. No oversight, zero accountability. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here.
And what do you get? Senator Ted Cruz.
Politically motivated violence is wrong. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop.
He forgot to add, since June.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.